the OTV Sports app. Listen to OTV Sports Radio 24/7, plus all your favorite podcasts, including OTV Gold.
Are you a complete rookie?
The OTV Sports app, available to download now from your app store. The OTV Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
And I'm delighted to say Breed Stack is with us. Breed, good morning to you. How are you getting on?
Hi, how are you keeping?
You must be unbelievably excited. This is, the whole notion of Irish people going to Australia, it's well established, but at the end of a brilliant, brilliant career, to go off on an entirely new adventure and become a professional sports person, that's amazing.
Yeah, I suppose, look, it all kind of snowballed this year. And I suppose, look, I'm just very fortunate that I'm in a position to go and my husband is able to go. All the ducks seem to line up this year. And look, it's an opportunity I couldn't pass up. So definitely going to grab it with two hands.
So how did it actually come about in the first place?
Just a couple of years back, I suppose myself and Cora were talking after a ladies football do, and you know, we were just chatting away and I was asking how she was getting on over in Australia. And you know, she just asked me, did I ever have any interest in going over? And I suppose at the time I didn't. I knew I was going retiring from ladies football. I was hoping to start a family, and I suppose we had set up our own business, Mike Core Supplements, a couple of years back. So, you know, we were trying to grow that as well. So I suppose it wasn't in my mind that would have been an option. And I suppose fast forward maybe 2 years, and Alan McConnell, the head coach of the Giants, made contact with me. And I suppose, look, we just put kind of wheels in motion early last year. I suppose, thankfully, I had a healthy pregnancy. I was able to train throughout it, and I was able to get back to training fairly fast afterwards. So, I feel in good health and in good nick. So, it's all after coming together, but loads and loads to learn yet. And I suppose loads of organising to do as well in the coming weeks.
Have you been training with the Aussie Rules ball that whole time, kind of secretly trying to do the Conor McKenna trick of soloing it and bouncing it?
Yeah, definitely won't be emulating Conor McKenna anyway. If I master the kick and all the ground balls, I'll be happy enough, to be honest. But I've been training away, I suppose, the last couple of months with Mike Curran. He's over the AFL Women's Ireland here in Ireland, but he's based on in Cork, so it actually worked out great that we're still able to meet up and go kicking. So we meet twice a week, and I suppose just the initial kick, I'd say he was fit to just tell me go home. But I suppose, look, thankfully, he's broken down the basics for me a lot, and he's been very, very patient. And thankfully, you know, I'm starting to get into the swing of it now. All right.
What kind of player are you going to be? Do you know what position you'll be, or that, all that kind of stuff? Does that get worked out?
I don't. I suppose Alan looked at me initially as maybe a defensive player. So I don't know what position I'll be in. I know a good few of the Irish kind of seem to play around the middle. Just it would suit their skill set. So I'm not really sure. I'm just hoping to you know, step my place and make a starting berth.
So when Cora had the chat with you that night at the do, whatever it was, did that set an alarm, a little light bulb straight away? Did you go home and say, here, listen, this could be an option down the road? Or was it a bit of a slow burner?
I didn't. It was a very, very slow burner, to be honest. I knew in the coming months that I was going retiring. I was very, very content with my lot. I had had a lovely career with a remarkable bunch of players. So I was very, very content, you know, with my intercounty career, and I suppose with what was as close to elite sport as I could have gotten, and I just had the time of my life doing that, so I was very, very ready to hopefully start a family. And thankfully we were blessed with a little boy last year, and I suppose even, you know, after pregnancy I didn't know how my body would be, and I suppose if I could get all my strength back, but thankfully I've been working away with Colin O'Shaughnessy from Elite Fitness, so I was working with him throughout my pregnancy and afterwards. So he's He's a right drill sergeant, so I've been working with him and was able to go back training as well with the club this year. So yeah, it was brilliant. I suppose I definitely could have availed of another couple of months of training, but you know, the lockdown happened, and you know, that was unfortunate. So I'm definitely training as hard as I can at the moment.
When you were pregnant, was the intention to try the Australian dream, or did it even come after that still?
Yeah, I suppose maybe it might have been in the back of my head. All right, maybe while I was pregnant, I definitely looked after myself during my pregnancy and made sure I ate well and kept myself fit. But you never know how you're going to react. You don't know what the delivery is going to be like or anything like that. So, yeah, I suppose there was a lot of unknowns. But look, thankfully, everything went really, really well. And I was able to get back to training a couple of weeks later. And I felt well enough to get back. I didn't feel rushed to get back. You know, it was definitely a full decision on my part. And I was very happy to get back for my mind more so than anything else. And yeah, I suppose, look, thankfully, I regained my strength. But I'm well aware I've loads to learn. And I'm going into probably a very grueling pre-season as well when we land over. So I'm looking forward to the challenge, definitely, and hoping that I'm up to it.
Breed, how much did you miss elite sport when you stepped away from the Cork team? Is this a factor as well, just looking forward to getting back into a team of people who want to achieve the best they very can?
To be honest, I suppose when I did retire from Cork, I was extremely happy with my lot. I think we had achieved as much as we could achieve. And you know, every girl on that team was absolutely delighted to step away. And you know, we still remain like remarkably great friends and very, very close friends. We're always in contact with each other. So you know, I suppose, you know, that's something fantastic to take away. So I haven't been yearning for elite sport, if that's what you're asking me, in the last, you know, 2 years. But this opportunity, I suppose, is presenting a very different type of opportunity. You know, the chance to go into professional sport, and I suppose at this stage of my sporting career as well, you know, it's something I'm very, very grateful for, and I know it doesn't come around too often. So, as I said, I'm very, very willing to take it with two hands. And look, I suppose I'm still very driven. I want to see, you know, what I can get out of myself. I'm very competitive, and I'm really, really looking forward to being immersed in a professional setting and learning so much more. And I suppose there's a lot of life lessons to be learned as well in the next year. So looking forward to all of those.
Has Cora or Yvonne Bonner given you a heads up on the step up that is going to be required, or is it a step up at all?
Yeah, so I've been on to the two girls, definitely. And yeah, they assure me that I'd be well able for it. So yeah, I've been kind of keeping in tow with what they're doing. And yeah, so the girls have been fantastic and they're really reassuring. And I suppose probably I won't know exactly what the story is until I get out there. And there's probably a lot of logistics to be ironed out as well. But all I can do at the moment is train as hard as I can, I suppose, on my own, and then looking forward to meeting up with them and then really immersing myself in it.
I think the only other Cork person to play for Giants is Setanta O'Halpin. Am I right in saying that?
Yeah, I think so. That's big steps to follow, though. So definitely, I'm not sure I'd be in the same bracket as him. But he went over and made a fantastic career out of it. So all I can do is do my best. And as I said, I'm just very fortunate that I have good support structures as well coming out with me. So I feel very lucky and very fortunate, to be honest. Yeah,
I think you've more All Irelands than him, so you'll be grand whenever that conversation eventually comes up.
Okay, sure, grand. So that's fine. Yeah.
Sonia O'Sullivan obviously won her silver medal in Sydney after she came back from having babies. So you know, there's a long track record of Irish women being very successful in Sydney. The other thing that's interesting to me is that like a lot of the lads who go over are 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah. The women who are going over are in their late 20s, early 30s, and probably just better equipped to deal with the lifestyle changes and the little bit of homesickness that's coming.
Yeah, I suppose they definitely are. And like I said, I think support structures are vital. And I know a lot of the girls last year, you spoke about Sonia Sullivan having her first baby. I know Katie Heron went over last year and she has a little 7-year-old boy. And you know, they just made it work. But I definitely think you do need good support structures. You need to be a little bit maybe more mature to be going over. And I'd say I'm definitely in the more mature bracket anyway. I'd say I've easily got 10 years on some of the younger girls going over. But yeah, I suppose, look, they want girls that have developed their skill set. And, you know, they obviously caught their eye playing intercounty. And, you know, the girls that have been there and that have done it in the last year or two or three for Cora, you know, they've proven that that the skills are transferable. But, you know, I suppose, look, as I said, look, there's plenty of learning. It's a different ball. It doesn't do what you want it to do all the time. So plenty to learn.
I guess as well, the other thing that this is such a lifestyle change, the weather is, you know, pretty good. We're obsessed with weather in Ireland. We talk about it far too much because we live on an island, but where everybody's going to be very jealous of the good quality weather that's going to be coming back on your social media channels. Is there, and also the lifestyle out there, is there any thought that maybe this is an opportunity to move out there for a bit longer than the one season, or have you given any thought to that at all?
Yeah, so it's initially one season. So I don't know, we'll see how it goes. I'd say the grandparents will be giving me the curly finger now, to be honest. You know, once May comes, they'll definitely be missing the young fella. So sure, we'll go out for a season anyway, and we probably won't miss the sideways rain too much, you know. So we'll enjoy the sunshine hopefully as well.
Well, Breed, we wish you the very best of luck. Congratulations. It's a fantastic, exciting journey to be going on. And thanks so much for joining us this morning. Cheers.
OTB AM. This is OTB Sports Radio.
The OTB Podcast Network with Virgin Media. Catch all of the UEFA Champions League and Europa League games live on Virgin Media TV.